This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle, broadcasting live from Detroit's new home for sports, ESPN Bet, Hollywood Casino, Greektown. What a setup we have at the ESPN Bet Casino here. Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen, Canty with us later. But for the next couple of hours, Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN Bets, Carlin versus Joe, noon until 3 Eastern time. You are home. This is home. Right,
it's important to note something here. It's important to note something. Yes. 7 to 9 is the money window in sports talk radio.
Eastern time.
That is when you're going with Joe Fortenbaugh. Canty in the 10 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. Carlin, 9 o'clock hour. Joe Fortenbaugh, prime time. Thank you very much. Smart booking, Nuno. Smart booking.
The money slot. I love that.
Third person also. Another guy who has not seen the movie Draft Day, just beyond comprehension. Smalls and Fortenbaugh have not seen it.
Everybody said it stinks.
It's great.
Yeah, people don't
great.
Like it.
It's great. I've never heard anyone say it's great.
I say it's great. Pat says it's great. People say it's
oh, Pat says it's great.
That's important.
Yeah, okay. Pat hates everything. So if Pat likes Draft Day, it must be good.
People who say it stinks just say it's not realistic based on the trades they're making, but it's a movie, so who cares?
Okay, I'll check it out. I'll get back to you on it.
All right, Joe, I want to actually dive into something serious for a second here, and then we can screw around. So explain to us how this works, betting odds, and how it influences the draft, because it provides us a lot of conversation. ESPN Bet provides all this. Yesterday, we all had it. You tweeted about it. You talked about it. This Chargers, J.J. McCarthy thing, which is probably more the slot than the actual team. How does this all work? Explain this.
It's the best thing to bet on the entire calendar.
Why?
Yeah, because it's the most beatable. It is the most beatable. This is something that people are just starting to realize the last few years as legalization has risen throughout the country. But you could go back. You could be betting this in the 2000s, 2009, 2010, a lot of offshores. A lot of details we won't get into. Okay, we'll leave those details for a different conversation. But the point is, these are predetermined outcomes. The Sixers are going to play the Knicks tonight. You can have any angle in the world. You can handicap. You can have the best information. But at the end of the game, it's down to a bunch of humans where a ball could bounce in an opposite direction, right? You could have a bad call from an official. You just don't know. Here, you can actually bet on what's going to happen number one overall. We already know what's going to happen number one overall. Caleb Williams is going to go to the Bears. So your job is to stay ahead of the news cycle. Connecting the dots. One piece of news, that might not help you, but it could trigger a domino effect. That's why this is such a great event to bet, because if you're studying the news, you can beat the bookmakers to the adjustments, and that's the key.
But there's news that comes out, but a lot of that news is smoke that is coming from teams.
Well said.
Because they want there to be misinformation out there so that there is some variance in this so that everybody doesn't know where they're going to go.
Absolutely.
So how do you wade through that?
So you've got to be able to go through a lot of different key things, right? You want to track history. A lot of times with certain general managers, you know, some want to trade up, some want to go back. Howie Roseman of the Eagles is very aggressive. Some people think Philadelphia is going up. Who's the target? Possibly cornerback. That's the favorite for the Eagles in terms of position to draft. But you also want to pay attention to team needs. You want to pay attention to just the little news cycle. I'll throw one at you. How many people do you think believe the Giants are going to be taking a quarterback here? The Giants, before you answer, have gone out of their way to tell everyone who will listen to them that they are interested in a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? Is anyone else revealing their plans? We all know what the Bears are doing, and the Bears won't tell you they're taking Caleb Williams, but the Giants have gone out of their way to tell every single reporter, calls, aggressive. I think they want someone to go up to 4 or 5 to take a quarterback so that perhaps Marvin Harrison falls to them at 6. So you want to connect those dots. But here's a perfect example of what you can look at. Daniel Jeremiah, very well respected at the NFL Network. He releases his mock last night. Mm. Number 5, he is JT Latham, the offensive tackle out of Alabama, to the Chargers. That immediately swung the market. Entire market swung. He's now the favorite to go there. Now, whether or not that happens remains to be seen, but that's what happens. Bookmakers are reacting like all of us are.
And it's not, I mean, he has information, but theoretically, that could just be his evaluation.
Yes, of course.
And I think the Chargers need J.C. Latham to protect Justin Herbert, right? So that is fascinating. But let's go back to yesterday. Explain what happened here with this McCarthy-Chargers thing, because it was a really interesting conversation. It took me to a place of, wait a minute, could Herbert get traded? Who could potentially trade for him? And is it that crazy to actually put him out there if you get a big offer?
So you can make wagers on the position teams will draft with their first pick. Okay. So, for example, which position will the Giants take at 6 overall? Wide receiver is the favorite. Mm. The Chargers at 5, when that market opened, quarterback was 100-1. Of course. Why would the Chargers be interested in a quarterback? They have Justin Herbert.
Right.
Monday, it drops to 15-1. That obviously sends up some red flags. Tuesday, it's now 6-1. So we all start talking about, like, this is something's going on here, right? Something. It doesn't mean someone's betting it or some piece of information has come out that some books, not all, have felt the need to adjust this price. And there was a rumor circulating that a conversation had happened between the Vikings and the Chargers about the potential of trading Herbert to Minnesota so that Harbaugh, if he loves J.J. McCarthy as much as he does, could go draft J.J. McCarthy. Now, whether or not those conversations go very deep, that's what ends up happening with the betting, right? Are we willing to bet that those conversations are going further? But the market moves because you have a situation where information is leaked. Again, it always comes down to pricing, right? Think of it as pricing. If you have the opportunity to play 100-1 on something that might be a 5 to 10% chance, you make that bet because it's a good bet. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. It just means it's a good bet percentage-wise.
So when you're looking at the different opportunities for people to wager on tonight, what's something that people haven't really talked about that you think that they should be paying attention to or something they should maybe put a little coin on?
I hate that question because there's one I really like and I don't want to talk about it right now because I it's going to move at some point.
Okay.
And I want to just, so maybe we'll tease that out and we'll talk about that
in the back pocket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's sitting there and I keep thinking to myself at some point this is going to move and I don't. So we'll get to it. This is the classic radio tease. You're welcome. You bring the big ticket items on from 7 to 9. What's going to happen with J.J. McCarthy? Because there's going to be 8 dominoes that fall when we figure out what's going to happen with McCarthy.
Yeah.
Is he going 3? Is someone going to trade up to 4? Is someone going to trade up to 5? Or could he slide? I woke up this morning, first time I started thinking, you know what? He could slide.
Yeah.
I go back to last year, the Will Levis thing. We all thought Will Levis to Indianapolis for months. The Colts never got in anyone's way with that rumor. The Colts just let that go, and then it was Anthony Richardson on draft day, and you saw a flurry of activity. So McCarthy's the key to everything right now.
Okay, a couple of things here on that. So McCarthy sliding to me means 11 Minnesota. They just stay there, or 12 with the Broncos. That's how I would look at him, his version of sliding, which is a lot less of a slide, obviously, than Levis last year into
Correct.
The second round. The other thing is on the Herbert thing. Just for fun, reckless speculation, okay? Nobody's reporting this currently. The idea that Jim Harbaugh looks at that team and says, you know what, we're not as good as I wish we were. How do we get better? And thinks to trade Herbert seems ridiculous, and he's not going to do that. And Adam Schefter joined us yesterday saying that will not happen. But how much would you give up if you're Minnesota, theoretically, to get him? Because I'm looking at it and I'm saying, if you're calling the Chargers and you're offering 11 and 23, and then you're offering the 25 first and the 26 first.
Oof.
That's 4 first rounders. And guess what? I still don't think that's enough to get a guy that's a franchise quarterback. But would they make that deal?
Well, 4 first rounders. I mean, if you're the Chargers, it looks fantastic. The biggest concern.
Does it?
Well, you're taking a massive salary cap hit. It's like $120 million in a dead cap charge to the Chargers if they move Herbert, which means if it's a post-June 1 designation, that's like a $60 million hit this year and the next year for a team that doesn't have a whole lot of space.
And they're not doing this. We're just having
Correct.
A conversation.
This is a classic radio conversation.
No, but in essence, we have this conversation about Dak Prescott because I don't believe he's going to be on the Cowboys after this season.
Agreed.
So the idea of them trading him now is not that ridiculous. And then you look at what he's done in comparison to what Herbert's done. Justin Herbert should be better than Dak Prescott, but he's not actually better in terms of accomplishment than Dak Prescott. So it's not that. In the NBA, Justin Herbert would be traded.
Yeah. Justin Herbert gets the ultimate pass in the NFL because everyone blames the organization, right? We branded it Chargers gonna Charger.
Yeah.
So whenever anything goes wrong, it's just kind of attributed to the organization. In Dallas, Prescott takes all the heat.
Right.
Prescott takes all of it, despite the fact that the owner / general manager continues to make questionable decisions with the salary cap and the roster management, Prescott takes the heat. With the Chargers, Herbert slides on all of it. And you go back to that playoff game against Jacksonville,
mm-hmm.
and Brandon Staley takes all the heat for the decision-making when they collapse in that game.
Totally.
Herbert stunk in the second half of that game. At any point, you can rise above the coaching and you can just lead a drive down the field and score points. It's Jacksonville, okay? You can score a touchdown in the second half. They didn't do anything. and he slides on all that. He's a very good quarterback, but he's not nearly as bulletproof as we've made him out to be because he doesn't take the heat. In L.A., we focus on the Rams, or we focus on nobody, or we focus on the Spanos family, or Brandon Staley was when he was the coach. Herbert slides past all of it. They gave Herbert plenty of weapons. He had plenty of opportunity to win games out there.
No doubt. Joe, Field Yates' mock draft just dropped, his final one. He has Minnesota at 8 with a trade with Atlanta, and he has them drafting J.J. McCarthy at 8.
Minnesota goes to Atlanta at 8 to get J.J. McCarthy. So, again, this is the idea that the possible slide happens relative to the key bet, which Smallman asked earlier, over under 5.5 for J.J. McCarthy. So the prevailing thought process here would be Caleb Williams 1, Jaden Daniels 2, Drake May to the Patriots 3, 4 is Arizona, they go Marvin Harrison. Chargers are a trade destination if anyone actually believes the Giants are taking a quarterback, but if you think the Giants are going for the best wide receiver, no one's coming to 5.
Right.
Chargers go ahead and draft an offensive lineman, then you go 6 to the Giants who get themselves a weapon. Now all of a sudden 7 and 8, this is where everyone's jockeying to get up for J.J. McCarthy. That makes a lot of sense. I could see that happening.
Or let me just throw one other thing out there, which is kind of the split the difference. The Giants are putting out there they want a quarterback. Your thought, not reporting it, but just wondering aloud, is that because they want people to trade up so they get the wide receiver? Maybe nobody does anything, and J.J. McCarthy just slips to the Giants at 6, and they say, cool, we'll take him.
Do you think they would do that if he's there?
He feels very Giant-y.
Is that a compliment?
No, it just feels like
like a fit.
He feels... Listen, we had Drake May on yesterday. The first thing I said, he hangs up. I'm like, boy, he's a Patriot. The old version of the,
Belichick Patriots.
He feels very Belichick.
Really?
Here's the thing, Joe, and we'll tease this as well. Is tonight going to be chalk or shock? Because I think all throughout the weeks leading up to this, it has felt like shock. And I'm wondering if actually tonight becomes chalk. We can have that conversation coming up. Fortenbaugh is with us until 9 a.m. Eastern. As he said, the important time in radio is always 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time. Why? Because Fortenbaugh is here. We're on Sports.
Well, the data has also indicated 7 to 9, very important.
Presented by Progressive Insurance.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
How many quarterbacks selected in the first round tonight? Find out. 2024 NFL Draft on ESPN Radio, presented by ESPN Bet. First round coverage begins 7 p.m. Eastern, most ESPN radio stations, SiriusXM Channel 80. Alone, Michelle Smallman, Joe Fortenbaugh, Evan Cohen here. We are live at the ESPN Bet Hollywood Casino Greektown in Detroit for the draft. And we left off, Joe and Smalls, talking about the shock tonight or the chalk tonight. Where are we at with that? More chalky or shocky?
Well, it feels a little...
Jeremy Shocky.
It feels a little chalky early, right? Like, if we end up getting Williams, Daniels, May, everyone's going to kind of be sitting there and be like, all right, this is what's been projected for the longest time. Field Yates' new mock is out. That's exactly what he's got. And then if it's Harrison Ford to Arizona... That also is chalky. What are you thinking?
I think that it's going to be shock. Just because there are so many quarterbacks this year that you could make the argument are a franchise guy. We're coming off a season where there were so many quarterback injuries. It's the most important currency in sports, and it's more important than ever. And there are so many teams with a need at that position that are probably desperate to go up and get a guy. So I would be a little surprised if we didn't have a bit of a shock factor in the top six.
Okay. Penix, I think, is going to be the shock guy. That's going to be the one. It feels like if he's coming, well, the over-under is 32.5. So they're basically asking you, is he a first-rounder? But it's juiced heavily to him being in the first round. So the question becomes, can it be as high as Seattle at 16? They hired the offensive coordinator from the University of Washington who knows him very well. That's intriguing. I keep looking at the Saints.
That's what I would do.
And I'm wondering, what's the plan in New Orleans? It feels like they are going to make a mistake no matter what. Because Dennis Allen, I think, is just kind of holding down the fort this year until eventually they blow the whole thing up. They have to get through this year, and then salary cap-wise, they can clean up a lot of their mess. They can get to a point where they can move on from Derek Carr, and they can reboot the whole thing. But do you draft a quarterback this year and then go into next year with a new coach, possibly new front office, who knows? But I think that's an intriguing team as well. And then there's that 11, 12, 13 trifecta of Minnesota, Denver, the Raiders, which is obviously something that's got to be considered.
I've been saying I think New Orleans is the Dak Prescott, Bill Belichick team for 2025. Maybe not together.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not together. Maybe
they hire Belichick, and then they bring in Prescott. Well,
this is Or Vrabel.
This is what you deal with on a regular basis.
But I'm saying, New Orleans more than any other team.
Also, New Orleans, not New Orleans.
Thank you.
This is
the
thing.
Thank you, Joe.
What did I say?
New Orleans.
You said Orleans.
New Orleans. That's why they say
I said Leans or Lins?
Leans.
You say
Orleans.
Oh.
He also says Florida.
Here we go again. She picks up on things I say. I don't even notice that I say this.
Because you're dealing with yourself every day. She has to.
That's not easy to deal with.
No, not at all. All radio people, like, people are like, man, you guys have really great jobs. It's like, no, it just never turns off. It's in our head all day. I'm doing my own radio show in my head all day. It's a mess.
What's going on in your head right now? What show are you doing?
I'm trying to get on that dice table. That's what I'm trying to figure out, how to go from here to there. I'm trying to do that show. Basically a live stream of a
why
show.
Why don't we do it right now?
I wonder if we could get you a
You don't want to bet during the show?
Craps is not quick enough. That's the problem. Roulette would be ideal. If we could get a roulette wheel right near
Where's
here.
The closest roulette wheel here at ESPN Bet?
Great question. I should have had the answer to that.
We need a lay of the land here. This mystery.
Florida. Is it Florida? And you lived in Florida.
I know, but I didn't even know I said it that way. So where are you going? I'm going to Florida. That's how I would say it. That's wrong?
Small as I don't know what to say.
He breaks it down into three syllables. Florida. He just makes, you know what though, Joe? Classic Evan just makes it harder on himself.
That's true. Like, let's add a couple
layers.
That's
a little
too
real. That actually hurts a little too much.
Oh, stop.
My New Orleans thing, I'm on the same page. What did I say? I said it wrong. Leaf. My Saints thing. I'm just going to go Saints.
Yeah, there you go.
My Saints thing. I'm on the same page. Like, they got to do something that's not obvious. Like, everybody thinks, oh, just draft an offensive lineman. Cool. That's probably a smart thing to do. You have no QB of the future. You probably don't have a coach of the future. That job is ripe for the taking for someone at some point. I also don't know that Penix is going to be there by the time they pick. I have been saying, and you may think I'm crazy, I think six quarterbacks in the top 16.
In the top 16. So Nix is in there as well.
Yeah, I don't know that he's great, but I
what supply is, and demand. Remember, supply and demand when it comes to quarterbacks.
Denver's going to really go in there with that quarterback depth chart with Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson.
I mean, they made the big splashy move for Wilson this week.
Well, but if you're going to, but here's the thing.
Sold so many season tickets in Denver.
Another thing that I'll tell you for tonight. If you're Denver and that's your QB depth chart and you don't like any of the guys enough at 12 to pick one of them, then you should be tanking. You should be Pat Surtain, his option was just picked up. Trade him trade him to your Eagles for a first rounder tonight. And a first rounder maybe next year. That's a team that absolutely should be moving in a way that they're probably not going to. Vegas 13, I would assume if Penix is there, they would have to consider it. And I agree with you at 14 in New Orleans.
All right, here's the war that wages on the projection of quarterbacks in the first round. Over-under is 4.5. Now, if McCarthy gets in, that's 4. So now the swing is Penix or Nix.
I bet 5 easily. I bet the over easily on that.
It's heavily juiced. But in a lot of the guys who bet this for a living see value the other way. Because the narrative every year is what we've already been talking about. Supply and demand, it's the most important position. You want to pick up the fifth-year option that you get from a first-round quarterback. And we do this every year, and then we watch guys, Will Levis last year, slide. And then we all sit there and go, man, we really hyped him up. I remember Desmond Ridder a few years ago. Yep. There was a bunch of talk that he might get into the first round. That wasn't even close. So because history has shown us that we hype this position up to a point where these guys eventually end up sliding, guys who gamble on this strategically, they see value in saying no. Penix and Knicks, that's all a smokescreen. That's a media creation. It's not going to happen. Whereas we in the media sit here. Adam Schefter, I think he may have been on with you guys, but he said this a couple times. When he says something like, I see five, I see at least five, he's not a guy that's throwing stuff up against
Never.
The wall.
No.
Like, his word is gospel. We have assigned people, ESPN Bet Live today, from right here at 4 p.m. Eastern. We have assigned people to follow Schefter's every word today. That's how important what he says is. Not only does it move markets, but you're going to get a couple nuggets from him that are eventually going to lead to good bets.
But here's why I think the 4.5 number is interesting, because normally it would be one quarterback that's the swing quarterback.
Yeah.
That's two.
The thought process is Knicks is not a first rounder. That he is this is the sentiment in Vegas that people who really evaluate him, career backup is what people say. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying they view him as a career backup.
Right.
Someone is going to dramatically overpay for him if they take him in the first round. Penix is interesting. He picked up a lot of momentum late when no games were being played. Like, it's always interesting when the most important thing about all of this, actually playing football, is not taking place and guys' stocks are just rising and falling. Like, why? Why? We saw him play, and no one liked him as a first-rounder, and then all of a sudden, with a month to go, I was like, oh, look at Penix. Penix could go 8 to Atlanta, which, by the way, I couldn't get to the bottom of that. Why? But Schefter said it 3 times. Why?
But Schefter told us, when I asked him about it when he joined our show, about the Penix rumors, he's like, it's very real. There are teams that are really interested in him. This was weeks ago.
But the Atlanta thing.
Oh, I love it.
What, but you just signed Cousins. 4 years, $180 million.
That's exactly why I love it.
Joe, are you familiar with the quarterback rules?
No.
Oh, Evan, the floor is yours.
Guy doesn't listen to ESPN radio or really read ESPN.com.
How much time do you think I have in a day?
Enough. There's three rules. So
it's three quarterback rules?
Greeny did it a week's worth destroying me on these quarterback rules.
Okay.
Okay. So basically my big thing, Joe, for those who are unaware, including Fortenbaugh, draft a QB when you want one, not when you need one.
Okay.
Is this
rule number one, or is this like the general premise?
I don't remember where I have that in the rules.
He has them laminated.
Yeah, we have them laminated.
It's not very well organized,
but
if I may say.
The Falcons certainly fall into that category.
We're just not in the studio today. So here's my point on why I would love that.
Draft one when you want one, not when you need one.
Think about it.
Okay.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes. Started as a backup.
I love it how we always start with like the crown jewel.
Take him out.
Hey, everyone, you can find quarterbacks late. Tom Brady, 6th round.
Yeah, all right, take him out.
It happens.
All right, fine. Go
Jordan
ahead.
Love.
I'm done interrupting.
No, you can interrupt all day.
No, that's a good one.
Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. These guys are all drafted when they wanted quarterbacks, not when they needed one. So if Atlanta, who I think literally based on the recent articles we saw on ESPN.com, clearly doesn't know what they're doing in approaching a head coaching search, and that's nothing about Raheem Morris because he should be a head coach in the NFL. But if Atlanta at 8 takes Michael Penix, if they are sold, this guy can play. He doesn't have to step on the field for 2 years. The Kirk Cousins contract is a 2-year deal. I love the idea of Atlanta taking a first-round quarterback. And if Atlanta in Field Yates' mock trades down and they get, you know, a pick from Minnesota at 11, who's to say they couldn't trade down again? I think there's going to be a team tonight. There's been a few things that I've been saying for the entirety of this draft process. One, I think I'm going to be wrong on, but I said it, so I have to be honest about it, the 6 in the top 16. I think I'm going to be wrong on that, but I did say that. I also believe that there's going to be a team that's going to trade down multiple times in the first round. My guess is it's going to be the Chargers, if I had to bet on that. But maybe it is Atlanta, and maybe they do want Penix.
So are the quarterback rules just the one rule
I deviated off the rules.
I was like, okay.
Deviation.
So there's a rule. Just draft one when you want one, or when you want one, not when you need one. So the Bengals needing a quarterback taking Joe Burrow.
There's a lot in there.
Jalen Hurts, though, to your point. The Eagles didn't need him in that spot. They did. So it worked, to give you some credit.
But if we're talking some about
credit.
The
I get credit for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, you get credit for Jalen Hurts.
Retroactively, I like that. But
Brock Purdy.
If we're applying that rule, Evan, the Falcons certainly fit the mold there, but so do the Jets. I keep saying, I know they're not going to do it, but if we're following Evan's quarterback rules, what team actually should follow that more than the New York Jets?
I can't live in that world. I don't want to live in the world where we wake up tomorrow and the Jets are dominating the we're going to be doing so much Jets conversation between now and when the entire thing inevitably implodes next year. I don't know if I can live in that world for tomorrow. I really don't. The Cowboys taking a quarterback in the first round would be a big, would be the big one if Penix is available there. 50-1 that the Cowboys take a quarterback with their first pick. Just,
you know,
pile that one away.
Okay.
But that's it. The Jets, I mean, how much longer is Rodgers going to be around? It doesn't matter what he says. It matters what he's capable of doing. He's old. He's coming off an injury. Who knows how long New York's going to want to tolerate all this?
All right. Pause that for a second. We'll go through the quarterbacks, the teams that may want quarterbacks tonight in the first round. Plus, Lakers, Sixers, both down 0-2. Can either of them stay alive in this series and make it a series? We'll get to that coming up. We're live at ESPN Bet in Detroit on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. Mel Kiper player profile.
Caleb showed right away at Oklahoma what a great quarterback he could be. I watched him at Gonzaga High School and do a great job as well. And he came in for Spencer Rattler. He lit up Texas, brought them back from behind in that game. 9.8 yards per pass attempt when on the move this year. 16 completions, at least 20 yards down the field in 2023. That's most in FBS. This notion he didn't have a great year. He was under constant pressure behind a bad offensive line. And he didn't have Jordan Addison. The master creator showed how phenomenal he could be in 2022 when he got some help from the O-line. He can be spectacular, can be generational in the NFL.
We are live at ESPN Bet in Detroit, along with Michelle Smallman. Joe Fortenbaugh here today. Evan Cohen with you. Canty with us later in the show. By the way, it's amazing. You think about some of the draft storylines that were here and have gone away. Like, remember Caleb Williams was not going to want to play for the Bears?
Yeah.
Like, that feels like so long ago at this point. I think he's going to be all right playing for the Bears. And we were going to get back to the draft in a second. We do have two NBA games also, or three NBA games tonight, with the Cavs, Magic, Knicks, Sixers, Nuggets, Lakers coming off of a night last night, as Smalls just mentioned, where the Miami Heat went into Boston without Jimmy Butler, without Terry Rozier, 23 three-pointers, and beat the Boston Celtics. I thought that couldn't be done. Well, it was. The Sixers and the Lakers, better shot at coming back.
Sixers. Coming back, like winning tonight or coming back to win the series?
Win the series.
Sixers. Sixers are 5.5-point favorites tonight. They open 4.5. It's up. They got two games at home here. They've played the Knicks tough, right? But they've lost two on the road, much like the Lakers. Lakers have played the Nuggets tough. But you're talking about the Lakers, who have lost, what is it now, 10 straight to Denver, the best team in the NBA?
So aren't they due?
Yeah, they're due. That's just a great line. It's you know, you, that roulette table back there, five reds in a row, black is due. That's why they put that board up to try to trick you, but that's neither here nor there at the moment. The Sixers coming home, they have an opportunity here against the Knicks. The role players play better at home than they do on the road. I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers find a way to get one, but how the hell are you going to beat them four of the next five? How are you going to beat Denver four of the next five?
Especially when you were up by 20 and you let that one slip away.
Yeah, that's basically, you know, I had a friend who used to say this all the time. They basically now have to win five games this series because they won that game but blew it. Like, you, the same thing with the Sixers. The Sixers now basically have to win five games in a seven-game series. Awfully tough to do against this opposition.
I'm not writing the Sixers off in this series at all. I know they're down 2-0, and I know they've given us every reason to write them off based on health, obviously, with Embiid, decision-making late. I get that. and the Knicks are as likable a team as you're going to have if you just take the fans away and you just have the actual team.
How are you going to do that to the fans?
Because I live in New York. I'm from New York. I've experienced it my whole life. Like the
He's
Knicks,
a Heat fan.
The Knicks fans are a little much right now. They want to have a parade after a Game 2 win. Relax.
Okay, Heat culture. Why don't you relax?
I know. That's the thing. The whole
my
Heat culture
been in the
thing
finals
after last night's
two
win.
Of the last 4 years. Stop. Give me
All
a
right.
break.
In the finals.
By the way, Amber and Zaz today, 3 p to 7 p Eastern. Filling in for Freddie and Harry.
That's going to be a victory lap.
Yes. Yes. All right. But I just think that the Sixers in general have a team that should be better than the Knicks. Should be.
Should be.
The Lakers do not have a team that should be better than the Nuggets, and that's the difference. All right, we're talking about the quarterbacks for the draft tonight. We know where the first three are going in terms of the slotting. We don't know the team necessarily for May, although I believe personally it's going to be the Patriots. You guys believe it will be?
I think New England stays put and they take Drake May.
That's what it feels like.
Okay. Yeah. So let's go through, Joe, because I know you have it by way of ESPN Bet, some of the interesting QB teams that we don't necessarily expect to take a quarterback in the first round, but all of a sudden could one fall in their lap. Like, let's start at 8 with Atlanta.
40-1.
See, that seems like a good – and does that –
$100 bet pays $4,000.
Wow.
Does that last – or does that change if they move out of that slot, or it doesn't matter? It's just the team.
It's just their first pick. So Atlanta could trade all the way back to the 6th round. They might not draft until Saturday, but if the first pick they make is the quarterback position, that bet pays. So it doesn't matter the slot. It doesn't matter when. It just matters the who.
That
who is what matters.
Like a really good bet.
40-1. I
know you can't see
4 years, 100 and what, 80 million for Cousins, and you're going to go out when you have firm control of this division and you have needs on the defensive side. You are going to go out and use that pick on a guy who cannot help you minimum this year. Minimum. Why? That team's got weapons on offense. They had a great red zone defense last year. Raheem Morris coming in is going to strengthen the defense even further. Mm-hmm. They're a team that not only should win their division, they could make a little bit of noise in the playoffs. They should be this year's version of the Packers from last season. But instead, we're going to use a top 10 pick on a guy who can't contribute in year one. It's not a knock against Penix. I just don't understand the strategy of spending all that money on Cousins to use a top 10 pick on a quarterback.
One of the reasons the Packers are what they are is because they did exactly that.
Not in the top 10.
Okay, so trade down and do it. But that's still, so it holds. But it holds, Joe. So, all right, let's look at some other ones in terms of odds. Let's look at New Orleans. So you can't do the obvious ones. We know Denver could be in the mix. We know Vegas could be in the mix. Yeah. What are the Saints odds?
18-1. $1,800 pays $1,800. Small's not as excited about that
No.
one. She wants the $4,000 payout.
I really do.
She wants the new bag. She wants the new thing. I get
it. You know.
Yeah.
But I also like the idea of Atlanta going out and getting a quarterback because it would be more surprising for us. I'm team us. Yeah. I want us to have something juicy to talk about tomorrow, and that would be juicy.
I mean, you can walk right over here and make this bet as soon as you're done. You can download the app and you can do it. Like, if it's 40-1 and you are that intrigued by it, the Atlanta concept, you got to get a couple bucks on it. You can't come on tomorrow if it happens, say you talked about it, and then didn't put at least a couple bucks on it.
Fair. We'll see. Seattle.
No.
Seattle at 16. What are the odds for them to
Seattle at 16. It's right around the Saints. They are sitting 14-1. The connection to the offensive coordinator who was at the University of Washington last year with Michael Penix. Geno Smith has done a nice job there, but obviously that's not a long-term play.
Yeah.
Mike McDonald comes in as your head coach from Baltimore. They've got some time to build that up, right? The Niners should be pretty formidable. I think they take a step back. They're an intriguing story today with Brandon Ayuk, by the way. Keep an eye on them. And then also the Rams should be pretty good this year because last year should have been a joke for them.
Yes.
They actually got a hell of a production out of that team.
Well, the Rams are the next team I was going to ask about because I think that's a perfect team to draft a quarterback at 19 because, again, draft a quarterback when you want one, not when you need one. What are the odds there?
Quarterback's 8-1, so now that's a little bit more intriguing. That pricing tells us, all right, we know Stafford's on his way out the door. I have trouble reconciling the idea of we're going to have Matthew Stafford for at least one more year. We were better than expected last season. We're going to use a first-round pick on a guy who can't help us win this year. That's the thing. If you want to make one last push with Stafford, don't you owe it to yourselves to bring in a contributor that can help you get over the hump this year? But to your point, if you're thinking big picture here and you really like a guy like Penix and he's sitting there, yeah, you do need to think long term because Stafford may be retiring soon, but Sean McVay's not going anywhere.
Well, there's one other big one. I'll ask it. A quarterback that's in the final year of his contract where the team has absolutely no ability to control his destination after the season. What are the Dallas odds?
Oh, that's one I've already played. That's 50-1.
Oh, you played that already?
Yeah. Carlin and I were talking about this weeks ago. 50-1. Like, you get a couple bucks on that just to see how. $100 pays $5,000, right? $100 pays $5,000 on that if they take a quarterback with their first pick. So, again, they could trade back into the second round and take somebody. They could trade up and take somebody. If Dallas takes a quarterback with their first pick, whatever it is, it's 50-1. Now, everybody is mocking offensive line to them, but no one knows what the hell they're going to do. Like, that's the beauty of Jerry Jones. He's all in. I don't know if you guys have heard.
And the leaves are falling. We have no idea what any of that means. But so do you think that they would have to move up in order for that to happen?
It depends on who. Because if they like a guy like Bo Nix, I think he would be there when they're drafting at, what is it, 24, 26?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Bo Nix, I think, would be there. I don't know about Penix. I like Michael Penix, but the idea that all of this Michael Penix love started in the last 3 weeks when no football's been played, and it's all media people. Like, how much of this is actually coming from the teams? That's the thing. Like, Levis to the Colts last year, we mocked it. We all locked in on it. That was that. And then on draft day, the Colts took Anthony Richardson, and they're like, yeah, Richardson was the guy. We just, you know, kind of let you run with that.
I'll tell you something, though. As we're talking about this, if the Dallas Cowboys somehow trade up for a quarterback, Jordan Love style, Dak Prescott is going to ask out.
Of course.
You think so?
I would be surprised if he didn't.
I can't believe he hasn't already. And I'm not saying he would actually get traded or even want to get traded. I can't believe he hasn't done the Lamar Jackson, I don't want to be here if you're not going to pay me long term right now. Because Lamar got his contract done that way. We forget after an MVP season and a spot in the AFC title game that Lamar Jackson actually started the year last year asking out of Baltimore. We never bring it up. We never talk about it because it was clearly a ploy to get a contract. I'm actually surprised, as we sit here on draft day, that Dak Prescott has not done that yet. All right, hold whatever thoughts you have on that, because coming up, your favorite guy, a guy you have sponsored, Pat Costello. I mean, for his segments. Pat Costello has I'm Over It next on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Yes, each and every day at this time here on Unsportsmanlike, live from Detroit's new home for sports, ESPN Bet at Hollywood Casino Greektown. Pat Costello, our producer, gives us items in and around in sports, life, entertainment that he is over. Joe Fortenbaugh is here, Michelle Smallman, Evan Cohen.
That's such a good rejoin.
That's the tone.
Smalls, you know what we learned today?
What?
Fortenbaugh's never listened to this show. All right, Pat, over to you.
I listen when I appear. He's a busy guy.
I actually don't listen when you appear, which is amazing. go ahead, Pat.
Joe and Michelle, not seeing Draft Day is like a gigantic miss by you guys. It's an excellent movie. It's so entertaining, and it's why Kevin Costner's in the Sports Movie Hall of Fame for it. I just love how unrealistic it is, because that's what makes it entertaining, because it's a movie. Right. Obviously, it wouldn't happen, except for that time where it kind of did happen with Ricky Williams. But, like, it's great, and you guys need to watch it.
Wait, so Field of Dreams doesn't put Kevin Costner in the Sports Movie Hall of Fame? It's a Draft Day
It's a combination of all of them. He's been in
I don't listen. That whole rant right there. I don't listen. He's trying to sell me on that movie. Field of Dreams, Bull Durham.
Oh, yeah.
There are plenty of good Costner sports movies that you would lead with before the abomination you just brought up.
No.
Abomination.
To be clear.
I've never seen it, and I'm confident.
No, it's not. And by the way, Pat, you know what? I'm getting a lot of people tweeting at me at Epco Radio. Very good point. When I'm arguing on behalf of Draft Day, I should bring up the cast more than I have. So you're talking about Kevin Costner.
Strong.
Jennifer Garner. The late, great Chadwick Boseman, one of the great actors of his era, unfortunately passed way too soon. Sam Elliott, Dennis Leary, Terry Crews, tons of ESPN personalities in there, other former NFL players. It's a great cast. Very good cast.
It's very strong.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm with Smalls on this. I'm not swung. You're gonna hype it up, and then I'm gonna go watch it, and then I'm not gonna like it, and then I'm gonna be very angry, and then the friendship's gonna be fractured.
You said specifically, let me check what Schefter has. I gotta see Schefter's latest. Well, Schefter has tweeted today. You know what he tweeted about? Tell him, Joe.
Was he in the movie? He was referenced in the movie, and he was in it.
But what did he tweet about?
He tweeted about he's still waiting on the callback from Costner
from Draft Day.
See,
great movie.
Is that moving the lines at all?
I'll watch it. I got to do something on the flight home.
See, you should have watched it on the flight here.
Yeah, I was late getting everything organized. It's a whole mess. I can't download things on Netflix because my wife has downloaded too many things to my kids' devices, and I can't get on Amazon because she won't give me the password because she doesn't remember it. I can't access any of the devices I need to get movies. It's a very sore subject. I went through this for 2 hours yesterday. She didn't want to hear it. It's every single flight I go on. I have to go through this.
She forgot the Amazon password.
It's just like, what's the password? I'd like to go on and get a movie. Here, she sends it to me. I'm like, it's not working.
I'm busy right now. I wish he was Carlin 101. That's what it was. All right, next one.
Heat fans need to relax. Amber Wilson, Zaslow, the bunch, everyone. You won one game against the Celtics. Let's not start planning the parade route. The series is tied. This is not the flex that you think it is. If your Heat culture is so great, winning one game shouldn't cause everyone to lose their minds in celebration. Wow, we did it!
Relax! No, it's not that. They're not the Knicks, Pat. Stop. They're not the Knicks. Heat fans,
yeah,
not the
Knicks
fans.
Heat fans are just as annoying as Knicks fans.
No, they're not. Yes. No, we're not. Yes. No. Yes. What happened last night was that everyone made this Celtics team out to be completely invincible. They would not lose a game for the entirety of the Eastern Conference Finals. And you know what? The Celtics are more likely than not going to still win this series. But now there's a shot. Maybe they don't. Maybe somehow, some way, someone like the Miami Heat actually gives them a run for their money here. And it's not going to be easy. This is not the kind of first-round matchup you want in a 1-8. You want it to be like Oklahoma City had last night against the Pelicans, a complete cakewalk. If the Celtics win, it's going to take a lot out of them in this series.
The problem we all have with Heat fans, all of us non-Heat fans, is that you talk as if you've won something and you haven't won anything.
Three titles is not enough?
What are we going back to? Are we going back to the pre-Obama administration? Like, we're talking this last decade. No one talked about Heat culture in 2008. No one was talking about it then. Now it's this thing, right? Okay, we get it. But you go to the finals and you lose, and, like, we have to hear about you like you're this great team that's constantly disrespected.
You're right.
You don't win anything.
Yeah, us fans should trust the process more. My bad.
I'm the first one railing against the process. You think I'm going to sit here and defend it?
Not only that, I hate how Heat fans don't love LeBron, even though he brought them a winning era, because he didn't love Miami enough. Right. So it's not all about winning. It's about genuflecting at the Heat culture altar, which I don't think is cool, and you should give him more love because he brought you a championship.
Next one.
Baked potatoes are a viral street food right now, and I'm here to tell you that this is completely ridiculous. If I'm eating a street food, the last thing I want is a baked potato. That's something that I can make in my house, and it's going to taste equally as good as if I get it for $8 on the street. What are we doing? What happened to street food?
Pat, bring up an interesting point. Is there a chance a baked potato is not even a top five potato dish?
What? Baked potatoes are in for 2024. They are elite.
Why?
Why don't you like a baked potato?
No, I'm just curious. Why are they hot right now?
You don't just like butter and cheese and stuff. You don't like the taste of potato?
Butter, cream, sour cheese, a little salt on top. Why not? It's perfect.
The loaded baked potato at House of Prime Rib in San Francisco is one of the all-time baked potatoes in the world.
Is there bacon bits on there?
Joe didn't get the email this week, with that shout out. Anyway,
there were a lot of things that were sent in that email.
You just missed that part of it?
I started scrolling. I'm like, I'll cross the bridge. I'll apologize rather than ask.
Anyway.
Also, hold on, Pat. You say I don't like the taste of potatoes. French fries, a version of a potato. Dip those in ketchup or ranch.
They're not even a top five. French fries are better. Home fries are better. Mashed potatoes are better.
French fries and home fries are both fries. They're both in the fries.
Is street food supposed to require fork and knife? Baked potato, fork and knife?
Another good one.
A knife.
That's a very good question.
Nobody likes the taste of plain baked potato. Nobody eats a potato plain. They just like butter and salt and cheese.
Is that what people are doing? No. They're eating them plain?
You don't eat mashed potatoes plain. You put butter and salt and pepper in those, too.
And I'm not buying Fortin those on the
street. Discovered another angle to this. You have to be able to eat it with your hands. We're unsportsmanlike.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan, Canty, and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.